BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Bumbleo Wednesday and this is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Sarah Cox playing Real or No Real. My friend Unlucky Gary has been swiping the wrong way on Tinder. We have a solution. And we find out the latest hot invention from Japan.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
Sarah Cox is playing Real or No Real today at about 3:10. Obviously, we move it on a Wednesday because of the official chart update. So, play along fun with Sarah Cox, 3:10. Nice to see her. I've also got a new thing which I'm obsessed with on the internet, which I want to run by Sarah. We need a woman's opinion on this because obviously we're two blokes.
Yeah, right.
It needs to be a girl involved. So, yeah, that'll be about, well, whenever Sarah comes in, really.
Also, you are missing the big thing about Wednesday. Bumbleo Wednesday.
I'm not though, am I?
Standard.
I'm not missing it though, because here it is.
Yeah.
Bumbleo Wednesday. Go crazy. Halfway through the working week. I like that people are starting to tweet us and text us and they're saying that they've changed their ringtone to...
Yeah, I set a reminder in my phone about Bumbleo Wednesday. It's on, really want it to become a thing.
Hashtag Bumbleo Wednesday. Don't know how to spell it. It is actually there. It's like, if you type in BA, it's one of the hashtags. It will come up. It will.
I'm really trying to spread the news about Bumbleo Wednesday today. I think we're going to talk about it in a bit. But I've really gone to town today with how we publicise Bumbleo Wednesday.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, you've made it to Wednesday, so... Oh, this is the full version also. I've never heard this in full. I'm not going to play it now. It's good, isn't it? Yeah, it doesn't really get good to the chorus.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, Chris.
Yeah.
All good?
Yeah.
Now, I can't name them, obviously, but I saw a mate last night who was trying very hard to conceal it, but did actually have on his neck a love bite.
How? Really?
They're still a thing, aren't they? Still on.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah.
When was the last time you had one?
I don't think I've ever had one.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't.
Oh, you're saying you're too posh for a love bite? Is that what you're saying?
There was one time where everyone at Radio 1 thought I was trying to be trendy because I started wearing a scarf.
Yeah.
But the truth of that is it was probably a love bite.
Was it?
Yeah. I might as well be honest. But that's the giveaway. People that wear scarves inside.
Absolutely.
Because there's nothing else that they can wear.
When they never take a scarf off, that's definitely concealing a love bite.
There'll be someone listening right now with a scarf on. Blatant love bite.
Do you think? Do you think there's anyone listening right now that's got a love bite? Okay, right. 81199. I mean, it's not really a badge of honour, I don't think, anymore.
No.
Was it ever? I think maybe when you're like 14, 15, you're like, yeah, it's a love bite. Just to prove that someone has actually... Well, basically, they've sucked your neck.
It's kind of weird when you think about it, and probably a bit bad for you.
Do you think?
What I'm saying, yeah, I don't think we should be endorsing them.
No, I don't think so, no. But I bet there's people now listening who got one last night.
There's blatantly someone listening right now.
I don't know whether they're still a thing. I don't know. Let's find out. Hey, have you heard this track, A Great Big World? Christina Aguilera. It's called Say Something.
Say something.
Great track, that.
Bumbleo Wednesday.
I feel a bit depressed now. A little bit.
Do you? Well, it's one of those, it's a beautiful song.
It is, but I feel a bit like, oof.
But I feel like you've just dumped me.
Same.
Not that you're with, do you know what I mean?
I'm not with you, no. I'm not with you, we're not together, but yeah.
Bumbleo!
Yes. Had to be done. Hi, Laura!
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hello. What's going on?
I just wanted to put the record straight. I always, always wear a scarf, and I have no hickeys.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I assure you, I don't. I think they're absolutely vile.
Yeah, but you're wearing that scarf now, and you're just hiding a neck full of love bites. That's what you're doing.
I am wearing a scarf now, which is why I had to come and say something, because you're taking all of people that like scarves.
All right, so you're worried that now everyone just think you're a massive... Yeah, because...
yeah. Yeah.
Because you're wearing a scarf.
People around you will be judging you right now.
No, they won't. Not at all. Yeah. I'm putting the record straight.
Only if you wear the scarf inside, though. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. Okay, good. Someone says they've got four of them on their chest. That's just ridiculous. Mm. And is that possible? Okay, all right. I kind of believe you.
Thanks very much. I just want to put that record straight.
No, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, go anytime. Love you. Bye.
Can I do a quick shout out?
Oh, I love a shout out. Go on.
Oh, it's to my gorgeous fiance Robert. We're getting married in 4 months.
Just,
yay!
Just ring him.
He's the biter, is he?
He is. Yeah.
Anyway.
Just text him.
Text him. I will. Okay. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I always find that a bit weird.
What?
It's like, well, just text him and say hi, and I love you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's quite old school, the old shout out. Yeah. Just say hello. Just, I don't know.
She's blatantly hiding, though.
Do you think?
Yeah,
there's so
100%.
Many. Will Mason in Southampton's got one. Is wearing a scarf around the house right now. You see? There are loads of girls on saying that they're wearing scarves indoors trying to... And now people think they're trying to hide one. And they're actually having to undo the scarf and show them... their neck prove to people it. At work to prove it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are very confused. Did they hear a biggity boof mid track there?
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Aaron in Aldershot. Yeah, you did. I just thought I'd slip it in. Bit of Busta Rhymes.
I love that Busta Rhymes song, but there are parts of it that confuse me because I'm sure in parts they are just making words up.
Biggity boof.
There's one verse where it suddenly is like,
I got it.
Cough, beat him in the head, boop-a-dee-dee-boff, zippity-boof. Beat him in the head again, stop killing me, wolf. Wop, beat him up till he drop, piggity-poof.
Absolute nonsense.
Wiggity-woof.
Wiggity-woof. Bobbity-boof.
Triggity-truff.
Busta Rhymes is so huge that he can just make up his own words.
You can't just make up your own words, mate.
It's like...
Biggity boof.
It's fine, I'm Busta Rhymes. No one will notice.
Oxy and me pull. He don't want no problem with nerves. Okay, let's get to drinking poison our livers. Damn it, we sinners. When me and Amstrad together, see we deliver. She got me touching it. Fucking all on my fingers. Damn it, we winners. Pillars of this rap.
Absolute ridiculous.
Wiggity woof.
Shibbity shuff. Right, do you know who we haven't spoken to for ages?
Who?
Unlucky Gary.
Oh,
my
right.
friend Unlucky Gary. Gary McFly, that's his name. Changed it by Deepole. Because the listeners to this show decided that should be his new surname, formerly Bint. Something else unlucky has happened. Yeah. We'll speak to him after Tiesto. So you know my friend Unlucky Gary?
Yeah.
If you're not aware of him, he's just that person in my circle of friends that, you know, bad things sometimes happen to. Lovely guy.
It's been going on years, this, as well.
Yeah. We've not heard from him for a while. Once his mum shaved his head accidentally while cutting his hair, like a big chunk of it came out. When asking a man for directions once, the man fell on him, dragging Gary to the floor. Then there was a time when he was cleaning the toilet and it splashed back and went in his mouth. Then what about Thailand when the cockroach went up his trousers? Do you know that one?
Yeah. That was a bad one.
Well, at dinner. And
what about the classic, the ultimate Unlucky Gary story, which was the time he got kettled? When he accidentally joined a student protest.
He went for a day out to see the attractions like Big Ben and that in London, just like being a tourist in London, and did actually get kettled for about 5 hours during the student riots. Couldn't go anywhere. Here he is. Hi, Gary.
Hi, you okay?
Yeah, you right?
All good.
Also, I think people forget that his name is Gary McFly, as named on this show.
Yes.
Wasn't it? But how long ago was that?
2010, so 4 years ago.
Okay.
You see, I thought your luck would change after that, because I put your bad luck down to the fact your last name was Bint.
Yeah, but I was hoping it did.
But actually, things haven't really changed.
No, not at all.
Do people still laugh when you say your surname is McFly?
Yeah, I was on the phone to a lady the other day, and I could tell she was trying not to laugh. Yeah. When I told her my name, I had to hang up, and I just thought I'd email instead.
Have you got Jay-Z still on your bank card?
I have, yeah.
I don't know why I love that so much.
I think you should point out as well, Scott, I think you should point out here that he actually properly had his name changed, as in official
legally.
And everything.
Yeah. That's right. The listeners said that his surname should be McFly, and so it is to this day.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Better than Bin.
Yeah, definitely.
The Jay-Z photo is one that we took at a Beyonce party once where, you just went up and asked for a photo, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it's on his bank card, which I quite like. So, Gary, what's the latest thing that's been happening?
Okay, so I've downloaded the dating app Tinder.
Yes, we talked about it a lot on the show, actually.
Yeah, and so I thought I'd give that a go.
Any luck?
Well, no, because I've mucked the whole thing up.
Go on.
How have you done that?
Okay, so after a few drinks, I thought I'd go on and have a look. And you obviously scroll left to dislike and right to like. But when I was drunk, I was just scrolling the wrong ways. And I kind of knew I was doing it, but couldn't stop myself. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't mean to do that. And anyway, so, like, for the next few... Well, since then, like, I keep getting, congratulations, you've got a match. And I think, oh, quite exciting. And then I open it up, and it's just really not a match at all.
Oh, no. So, basically, you've been power swiping the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
So, the ones that you said you liked, actually, you dislike?
Yeah, really not. And it's just everyone I match with now is the opposite to what I like.
Right, so this is like the worst place to get your left and right confused, Tinder, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my word. So you know where most people saw, is the phrase wheat from the chaff?
Yes.
All you're getting is chaff.
Yeah.
Just constant chaff for unlucky Gary.
You're matching with chaff.
So how often is it coming up with, you've got a match?
Oh, about twice a day I'm getting it. And like, I'm getting messages as well. So, like, hey, we matched. And I'll just...
So you've got to explain this to me because I'm not on this app. So because you've power swiped through loads, over time, because you've done so many, and I take it you haven't been fussy with this swiping, you've been power swiping the wrong way. But these people are now matching back with you because they can't believe their luck.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, you think they've got a match.
What's the best match you've had so far?
Just one of them, they looked like their face was falling off. And, you know, just not my type at all.
Right.
Yeah.
And what kind of age?
One was 50.
Sure.
Yeah, but unlucky Gary, you're not helping your luck in this circumstance because you're not setting your boundaries properly. From what I understand,
no,
you're meant to set your distance.
Okay, right, so here's a good test to see how desperate you are, right?
Okay.
What distance have you put on? Because right, people that think they're hot will put like 5 kilometres or something.
At most.
Mine might as well be worldwide. It's just like, and even then it's still, you've reached everyone in your area. And it's just like the whole country, I think.
No, it can't be. What, you've got like, 800 miles you've put?
Yeah, something like that.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, well, it's quite big.
I've heard of people trying this app abroad, and I think that's what happens, isn't it? It will say your nearest match is 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, I've had that.
Have you heard that?
Someone in Spain. Yeah, someone in Spain. Somewhere.
Oh, Gary. You've got a laugh, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Thing is, Gary, you can't actually undo what you've done, can you?
No, I've looked into that, and you can't reset it, so I've mucked the whole thing up.
I like that you've looked into it.
I've tried, yeah.
Right, I'm going to play a song, and I've got a really good idea, okay?
Okay.
Could actually help you. Wait there. Gary's been swiping the wrong way on Tinder. He's been consistently. While after having a couple of drinks, he has been swiping like when he meant to swipe dislike. That's right, isn't it? And now you're getting loads of matches, but they're not matches because they're not your type.
Yeah, really not.
Okay, so Chris has come up with a genius thing.
Yeah, well, so I think what happens with this, I know I keep making it out that, you know, I think I know what happens. I haven't got this app, but from what I understand, a little message pops up when you match and you have a discussion.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a bit like a WhatsApp message that pops
up. Yeah, that's it.
Or MSN.
Or MSN. So here's what I'm thinking. You should just send the same reply to all of these people that you're matching up with that you perhaps don't want, but it needs to be polite, but to the point.
Right.
Because what are you doing at the moment?
I was just ignoring, really.
Mm. But you see, I think that's unfair on them.
It's rude, yeah.
Yeah, it's not nice to keep them waiting.
You know, and they're wondering what's going on because, you know, they think that you like them.
Yeah,
and
they think they've got a match.
They like you. It should be job done.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, tell them I went the wrong way?
Kind of. But I think you need to be very delicate how you write this.
Yeah.
But I can help you with that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what have you got?
You got a pen?
Yeah.
I'll just type it on your phone if you want.
Okay.
Dear sir, or madam.
Mostly sir.
I suppose it depends, what you're thinking. I regret to inform you, I misswiped. I had a couple of wines and struggle with my left and rights. And then I think you need something nice and poetic.
Yeah.
Dry your eyes, mate. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Yours, Unlucky Gary. I think that does it.
I think that's good, yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, I like that. I'll
and just,
that.
Like, copy and paste that into all of them. How many are there, do you think?
30.
Oh, Gary.
I thought it was going to be like two or three.
No,
30.
I'd love to hear from someone if they received that message now as well.
So would I. Right, okay, Gary. I think that should do it, and then just keep swiping the right way.
Yeah, I'll try.
I really think that, like, apps should be taken off you after a certain time of night.
Yeah, after free wine.
Yes. All right, I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Next week on the show, looking ahead, we have got... Do you know about this yet? Any in a bingo?
No.
Oh, mate. Who? You're going to absolutely love it.
An Australian?
Yeah.
Julia Gillard.
Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard? Wrong.
Another Australian. Kylie Minogue.
Think about it. Australian? No. Male?
Male Australian. Oh, I'm never good at this kind of thing.
Think about it. Who's a male Australian?
I don't know.
You don't know any male Australians?
No.
None. Not one.
I can't think of one.
Peter Andre.
Oh, really?
Actual Peter Andre on Innuendo Bingo next week. Oh, yes. I believe that's on Tuesday. And on Thursday... Here I chat with Chris Lilly, who is my absolute hero, him of Angry Boys and Summer Heights High, and his new show featuring private schoolgirl Jemay. She's in her final year at Hillford. If you've watched Summer Heights High, you will absolutely love this. I've seen the first two episodes of it, and I'm going to watch another one tonight. Jemay, Private Schoolgirl, starts next week on BBC Three. If you're not aware of Chris Lilly's work, he is a genius. Look him up on YouTube. We'll have a chat with him before the new series starts next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I spoke to my friend Unlucky Gary earlier. Doesn't have much luck. And he's been swiping the wrong way on Tinder. Mm. So all the things that he was supposed to dislike, all the people he's disliking, he's liking. And people are going, yeah, we've matched. But he hasn't.
It's a massive blunder, isn't it?
It's a huge Unlucky Gary star blunder. Gary, did you send that message?
Hi, yeah, I did. I sent it to about 20 people.
Okay. I can't believe the quantity.
It's on the Radio 1 Twitter now. I like it that you've put plenty more fish on the sea.
Yeah, typo.
Yeah, it should be in. So have you had any replies? If you, Chris, can you just read out the message? I'll try and find it.
Yeah, it was Dear Sir / Madam, depending on who you're talking to. The idea of this was to give a sort of formal reply to this problem. Lots of people have had this problem. But it says, Dear Sir / Madam, I regret to inform you I misswiped. I had a couple of wines and struggle with my left and right. And then we put, dry your eyes, mate. There's plenty more fish in the
on
sea.
On the sea.
Or on the sea.
Yours, Unlucky Gary. So you've sent that out to 20 people. Are you worried you might come across a bit rude?
Yeah, it's a bit awkward sending it.
Have you had any replies?
I've had about four replies, yeah.
Oh, sure. What are they saying?
So one replied just laughing, like about four halves. Yeah. Oh. One swore at me.
Oh.
One said, believe me, I'll live.
You've got to send these to me. Okay, go on.
And then one got quite offended. He put, well, that was pretty unnecessary since I was never going to talk to you.
Oh.
Pipe your ego down, mate. You're not that good. Ciao.
Oh, that's awkward, isn't it? Well, at least they know where they are now.
Yeah, they know where they stand.
Not quiche.
I think I know where you're going wrong with this, Unlucky Gary, though, because you've sent me a screen grab of the conversation, and you've literally copied the phrase... Dear Sir / Madam.
Yeah, you kept it really vague there, Gary. Just so, like, if they weren't feeling bad enough, basically it's a group message. Dear Sir / Madam, to whom it may concern. All right, let me know if you get any more replies. Send them in to me, can you?
Okay.
All right, speak to you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Japan's brilliant, isn't it?
I don't know, I've never been.
I have. I went for New Year once.
Did you?
It's an awesome place. Yeah, I went to Tokyo. So good. Really expensive, but amazing.
Okay.
But they've got the best of everything. They are 100% in the future. Have you seen the toilets they've got?
So many
controls. I mean, they talk to you, which is a bit weird, like a talking Japanese toilet.
And generally everything starts there, doesn't it? I mean, as you said, it's the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
They have vending machines in that sell pants. So maybe if you didn't make it home that night, you know what I'm saying?
That's not so much the future, but it's a good idea.
Head to a vending machine, put your yen in, and bingo, pants are yours. New pants for the day.
Good.
Think of everything, don't they?
Yeah.
They've just thought of something absolutely ridiculous, which I don't think... Well, I can't see a reason why you would ever, ever need it or want it. But I'm obsessed with this advert that's on YouTube at the moment.
What is it?
I'll tell you in a minute. Oh, someone's just told me the vending machine pants in Japan are worn pants. People have worn them before.
So if you got that wrong, then you've been buying used pants, thinking that's the future.
Maybe I did, yeah. 1975, Settle Down, BBC Radio 1. Sarah Cox is here.
Hello.
Hi, love. You okay?
Yeah, just thought I'd swing on by.
I know. So Sarah's going to play Real or No Real in half an hour. Before that, I just wanted to get you in because I saw you hanging around.
Yeah.
And I've got this new thing which I'm obsessed with on the internet, but I just want to get a kind of lady's opinion on it, and that's you.
Okay. I'm the lady.
Okay, so it's a new bra. Let me ask you a question. Has your bra ever been undone when you've not wanted it to be?
During a very strenuous body combat class once, I had to ask a friend to refasten me. because I suddenly thought, hang on, there's something amiss here. There was swinging.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. And so a friend had to refasten it up.
Sure. And that's the only time you can remember.
Yes. Yes. I've always wore quite sturdy...
A sturdy bra.
A sturdy bra. The good Lord was generous with me.
I know.
I mean, obviously,
I've not been looking, but yeah.
And I had to wear the garments to suit the generosity.
Sure.
The double generosity.
Yeah.
It is a challenge, though, trying to
undo it, like, sort of Grease the Musical style, where you've got to try and, like, get it undone.
There's people out there who can do this kind of thing with one hand.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there are.
Is that you?
No.
Oh. Have you tried?
I can't do it with one hand, barely. I mean, I don't know how a boy would do it.
Lol, that you've tried to do it with one arm.
Well, it seems almost like the sort of Italian way to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you do like to live by the Italian
style. While sipping on a strong coffee and an even stronger cigarette.
In some pointy, shiny shoes. A pavement cafe. Undo it, la bra.
Introducing the Love Tester Bra. So this bra is from Japan. They've got it all in Japan, haven't they?
Of course it is. It's got to be in a vending machine, isn't it?
No, but there's a built-in sensor which monitors the wearer's heartbeat and making sure the front clasp remains totally locked unless the lady is genuinely excited. Here's the ad.
The bra meets cutting-edge technology, a revolutionary bra that knows how women truly feel.
Yes.
This innovative bra cannot be unhooked without true love.
How good is that? And now they're doing the Japanese science bit. What they're saying is, oh, I've always wanted to do this, speak over the top, doing a translation.
You're good at it.
When we fall in love, we experience an instant boost in excitement. That feeling is unlike any other feeling we encounter in life. When excited, the adrenaline medulla, which affects the autonomic nerve and stimulates the heart rate, a built-in sensor reads the woman's heart rate signal and sends it to a special app via Bluetooth for analysis. The app then calculates the true love rate based on changes in the heart rate over time. When the true love rate exceeds a certain value, the bra hook is automatically unlocked. That's it.
That's quite dangerous, isn't it? What if she's running for a bus and her heart rate goes up?
I don't understand. So, yeah, if she loves someone, like, let's say someone walks past, it's just going to come off.
Yeah, and it actually springs open in quite an alarming fashion as well.
It also suggests that women don't know their own mind enough to be able to decide, I'm ready now to take off my bra with this man. Instead, they've got to have it connected to Bluetooth and to their heart rate. Like, that we're just glassy-eyed imbeciles wandering around with boobs.
Not keen.
Not knowing. No, I'm not keen. Also, it looked quite complicated. There was like three battery packs attached.
There is.
Is this the future, Scott?
Oh, I don't know. I've never It's something I've never done.
No, no, of course.
I mean, and I don't also know how hard on the black market, you're going to get people with remote controls, aren't you? Where they, you know what I mean? That's what they're going to invent next, to be able to ping it off at a distance.
Yeah, you want to be careful of hackers as well.
That's right. Yeah.
You're all right there.
Hello.
Fine. Sorry, I'm just taken back by the science.
Yeah, there will be hackers, won't there?
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I didn't like also the way that the man, when he tried to pull at the front of the bra, and when that failed, he sort of handed up a big fistful of dollars to the lady. Like, yeah. Here's some cash instead, let me get to your boobs. Don't do that, men. You know what I mean? That's not romantic.
The advert is staggering.
It is. It's amazing for all the wrong reasons. Okay, Sarah, I'll see you in a minute. See if you're real or no real.
See you in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Someone has just seen Grimmy on a train. That's Michael Jacobs.
Oh, yeah, but this is going to be like Transfer Deadline Day, where he's spotted, like, people will send in fake spotteds and things like that.
Right. So he's on a train somewhere, and that's his final destination, I guess, is where the big weekend is this year. So if you see Grimmy on a train, go up to him and ask him where the final stop is for him, and then you'll know.
Can I take issue with something you tweeted yesterday?
What now?
Only because this is so you, and basically, there's a nice picture of me, you, and Lee Ryan from when he was in yesterday playing Innuendo Bingo.
That happened.
But you haven't just put the picture, and this is your own personal Twitter,
sure.
Right? So I went to go retweet it, then I thought, God, I looked at the messages underneath it. Loads of people saying it looks like I'm wearing lipstick, the usual messages about how pale I am, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the filter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've got a little filter on there.
What I've noticed with you, when you put pictures up on your own account, you'll run it through the best filter that makes you look ideal.
Oh, absolutely.
But at the expense of anyone else in there. I look like...
You look like your alter ego Sophie off of that Living Dolls programme.
Right, which isn't me, but I look like a living doll. Look like I've
you look
got
like you're wearing, you're,
lipstick
looks
on.
Like, yeah.
And this filter's made me look extra pale, more than normal.
Looks like you're masking.
But that's the problem. You have obviously put it on to try tone down your tan, but in the process has now made me look like incredibly... My point being, you're very selfish when it comes to...
I think most people are. It's like, as long as you look good, it's fine. Doesn't matter what the filter makes anyone else look like. Me and Lee look fantastic.
What do you think would be your best skin tone colour?
I'd probably say the medium... skin tone as well.
A set of D implants?
Yes, that'd be great.
It's not
so do you have people in the UK that you communicate with that are into masking and rubber dolling and all of that?
I have got contact with a few people, yes.
I get tweets every day
do you?
Now because of this, saying, how are you, mate? Enjoying your...
Right, Sophie? Yeah. Well, you can't prove it's not you because you had a mask on, though. In that show, I don't know whether you saw it. It was on Channel 4.
I just think you were a little selfish when you put up the pictures.
I don't,
Scott,
look,
you know?
I think, you were just saying, oh, you never put a nice picture of me up. I do.
Listen, I'm just saying that it's always, you come number one, and then everyone else around you
not true.
Is. It's
absolutely
a bit like when you put up that Sunita picture of me.
Oh, the nip slip. Yeah.
You know, that's not a great look. And it's, yes, the nip slip. It's not cool.
And also, I guess because I've got quite a few followers, does that make it higher up
on
Google Images?
So, well, that's the other thing, is because you've got like a million followers, whenever you put these pictures up, they stay on Google.
Right. Oh, I see. So that's like one of the first pictures that comes up now.
If you type my name in Google, that you know, you're going to see that kind of thing a lot. It's not cool.
Yeah, I know. That is so good. I've not heard it for ages. Swedish House Mafia, Greyhound, BBC Radio 1. You all right, Jamina?
Too old to race.
Have a little lie down, love. Radio 1's track of the day is Word Up by Little Mix. It's coming next. Bumbleo Wednesday.
Bumbleo, yes, please.
Bumbleo.
Really trying to make this a thing.
Bumbleo.
I feel like we're flogging it a little bit.
I love it.
Hashtag Bumbleo Wednesday on Twitter. It's there already. You'll see it. Yes. I don't know what this bit means,
you know,
but
what?
It's good.
Other Chris, who works on the show, took some videos of me earlier at various times in the office. He would just play it off the computer and just watch me dance.
Lose
as I
your
try and make it a thing.
Mind.
And are we putting that video up?
Yeah, let's do it. So where are you? And you're in the office.
Just,
I go on.
Just in the office, yeah.
And then it's like, lose it, mate.
Whatever I'm doing, I just lose it. I'm on the phone at one point. It's great.
Great. Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1, Radio 1 Facebook, it's on there now.
I want to encourage other people to do the same when you hear this song, just to kind of lose it on a Wednesday.
Absolutely lose it. Sarah Cox is here for Real or No Real.
Hey, Scott and gang.
Hey, Sarah. Okay, so a selection of facts, some real, some made up by us only a few minutes ago. You have to guess which is which.
Lady Gaga and Beyoncé's number one hit, Telephone, was originally written for Britney Spears, but she turned it down.
Oh, that's an error, isn't it?
That's the thing. You wouldn't turn down that song, would you? Because it is a tune.
What's it go like again?
Sipping a bourbon, loving me with my telephone. Goes exactly like that.
Now,
also, Britney, I think, has previous here. Because I think that she turned down Umbrella.
Oh,
why would you do that?
So how does this work? So there are some songs which get offered around.
Yeah, that like there are massive songwriters, normally in America, and they will pitch like you would trying to sell your song to various different artists.
Yes, because wasn't the one that was given to... There was a recent one as well that was given to Example or something, and he didn't like it, he couldn't do it, so they gave it to somebody else for Example.
The Wanted. Example admitted that to me. He was like, yeah, it's a song that I didn't... He's definitely done one. And he was like, I didn't like the song, so I gave it to The Wanted.
I really didn't know this is how it works. This is incredible.
Yeah,
you text them, I've got a song here.
Two blunders, though, if this is true. So Britney turns down Telephone and Umbrella by Rihanna, number one for weeks and weeks.
No, I can't see this. I'm going to say no real.
She'd have had to do a duet with someone as well, wouldn't she, I imagine? Mm. Maybe, do you Maybe. Think? Because that's, well, why, how come did Beyoncé and Gaga share it in the end?
True.
Were they both, oh, maybe they were both offered it. You know when you do that thing where you invite someone out and they don't get back to you, so you invite someone else and then the first person gets back and it's a bit awkward.
Now they're both here.
That probably exactly happened. They both turned up and it was like, okay, let's just go for it. So I think it's real.
Yep.
That one is real.
Oh! Yeah. Do you want to hear Britney's original demo?
It's very high.
I don't like it.
It's because you're used to the other one.
It's really high.
I can't really hear her. No.
It was nice apart from that. So,
that was originally meant for Britney Spears, but she turned it down.
Do you know what? It sounds like the karaoke version of the original one. You know, like where you get a slightly dodgy version for karaoke?
Yeah. So, let's move on. Next one.
Adele has been exposed as the author of dozens of lengthy posts on an online fan forum for BBC TV show Doctors.
Oh, I bet she loves Doctors.
Well, I've got some insider for you now.
Well, that would suggest she does.
I was interviewing Adele probably 3 years ago backstage at the Brits, yeah, and went into her dressing room, what she was watching... Doctors. Fact. And she's like, I love Doctors, I do! I love it! Loves a bit of Doctors.
That's amazing.
Is that really true, Scott?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What time's it on, Doctors?
It's on around, I think it's around lunchtime.
That, lunchtime, eh? Yeah. She's got a baby now, hasn't she? So she's, you know...
Perfect viewing.
So we're saying she's going onto forums and that and writing about Doctors. That's right. Can you believe that?
Well,
do you reckon?
Well, she's not had a song out for a bit. She's not been writing songs, has she? She's been writing about Doctors, clearly. It depends as well if her next song comes out is inspired by the storyline of Doctors, maybe.
Oh, yes.
You know.
So what we're saying, Adele writing on Doctors forums, she's that addicted to it.
I'm going
to
say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No, but my bit was true.
Okay.
Right, so she was watching Doctors while she was getting
ready.
Was
she in a gown and getting makeup on and everything?
Yeah, watching Doctors. Amazing. Next.
Chimpanzees' memories are so good they're described by scientists as savant level, the same description given to Sherlock Holmes.
Well, that's not true.
Why?
Well, that's obviously not true. There's
Why not, though?
Because there's no monkeys that are as intelligent as Sherlock Holmes.
Well,
you don't know that.
Have you put a monkey and Sherlock Holmes in the same room?
People like monkeys. People like everything to do with monkeys.
Not everything.
But that's only because they are very nearly like humans.
Yes.
But they're not humans. Like,
no, they're not, but then
they've
very
got
close.
What? Good memories, is that what you're saying? Or brain power? It said good memories, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because there was that thing, the documentary of Damien Whatsaposh, you know what I mean? Damien Aspinall.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who has, you know, grew up with loads of monkeys and stuff,
right.
And he rides them and that. And
he owns zoos and stuff.
He owns zoos and, like, wildlife sanctuaries and things like that. And he released a monkey into the wild, a chimpanzee, and he went back to it, like, a few years later, and the monkey was, like, waving and, like, high-fiving him, and they had, like, a dinner, and it
twerking.
Was, like, they were twerking.
But he wasn't investigating murders, was he, Sarah? That's,
how do
that's
you
my
know?
Point.
Well...
With a pipe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Does Cumberbatch use the pipe and the floppy hat?
I don't know.
And a big cloak.
I've not seen it.
I think he's all modern. I think he's got like a cropped leather jacket. I've not seen it.
No.
But I know he's modern.
What, like a 70s detective jacket?
Yeah.
Faux leather?
I will say now, if I needed a murder investigating, I would go to a detective before a chimpanzee.
Yes,
however,
exactly.
If there were no detectives about, I might entrust it to a chimpanzee.
Let's not forget, when I was in Sri Lanka, one did eat my Snickers and actually did...
A detective?
Of, no, sorry, a chimpanzee.
Yeah, but that doesn't... That's
actually opened it with his bare hands.
Yeah, but that's not... You know, Sherlock could do that any day.
Wasn't that
this
a Love It magazine, that a chimpanzee ate my Snickers?
No, but I'm going to send it in. Get 50 quid. Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Oh, look at that. Is that the first time that's happened, Chris?
This is annoying. Winning everything.
It's true. Their memories are the same level as Sherlock, but their intelligence not so much.
Right.
Right, okay. Just to clarify. And next.
There is to be a US series of Splash, featuring, as one of the contestants, Queen Latifah.
I thought you were going to say Daryl Hannah. Ooh,
thing is, they take a lot of our formats, and Splash has been, you know, a hit.
It's just too good to be true, though. And when things too good to be true, it can't be true. It's got to be a no real.
Queen Latifah would be brilliant, I think, on the board.
I think America does copy all the formats, though, don't they? So it's not unthinkable that this could be on.
Do you think Vernon will host it?
No, it'll be someone else. But I reckon Tom Daly will end up doing it. Because the Americans love British things, don't they? And Splash is a British thing.
Yeah, it's very British. And they probably love Tom Daly.
Mm.
I don't know, actually. And I can see a US version happening. They've got everything else.
Yeah.
They got Dancing on Ice. They got Dancing with the Stars, which is Strictly.
Mm. Yeah, true. But I don't think that they'd... I don't think Queen Latifah would do it.
Why not?
I wish she would. I just don't... I just think that she's...
Too famous.
Well, yeah, and also, Gemma... Did you see Gemma go on it?
Gemma Collins?
Yeah.
Bruised her boobs.
She and she wore a swimming dress. Which I want to get one of them. It's brilliant. All women cheered when they saw that. Finally, you can wear like little black dresses to go swimming in, and no one will look at you twice because Gemma's led the way on Splash. It's brilliant.
Really?
Yes.
Is this a thing now, then?
Well, I'm going to make it a thing.
The outfits are quite funny on Splash.
Yeah. So, real or no real, the US version of Splash featuring Queen Latifah.
It just is too good. Oh,
you're saying no real.
I'm going to say no real, and I'm going to go for a full house.
I'm going real.
That one is no real.
Oh, Chris, yes! This that is awesome.
You've had a full shocker, day. Mate.
40. 40 for you.
And?
Nothing for me.
Oh,
wow.
Got it. See?
Rubbish.
Awesome.
That's the luck of Sarah Cox.
If you were going to be beaten by anyone, though, you'd choose me, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, would. Mm. True. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye, love. Thanks.
That was all of Wednesday's show. If you hit subscribe, you will get this podcast new every single day. We're back tomorrow, live between 1 and 4 on Radio 1 with Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.